Hey, and welcome to That's What I Heard. This is a no intro ep. No intro today. Hit the music. But here we go. Let's get these questions from the DMs.
Yep.
All right, well, that's what I heard. So, what do you want to tell you? Hi, Mike. It's just me and Mike doing our solo chit-chat following a format for the fourth week in a row. We will do our solo chit-chat. Then we will be joined by a guest. Very funny. Jesse Jollies will be here.
4 weeks in a row. I got a note.
No, we didn't do it last week.
But that was an exception because we planned it that way.
Last week was a cry for help.
Right.
And I want to just thank our beautiful, gorgeous, beautiful audience.
Yeah.
Because we put out a cry for help. And boy, did they answer. I'm talking as many comments as there were views on that YouTube.
They listened.
With
it was
really
great.
Thorough, thoughtful, loving feedback. It really warmed my heart. Got a lot of messages. Yeah. So yes, we will not be quitting the pod. And I probably won't even be making any changes. Got it. To be honest, it's like when you have a friend who just like cries over a relationship.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm going to break up with them. And then like you come up with a plan. You're like, we're going to go through with it. And then you see them the next week. You're like, yeah. They're like, yeah, I'm going to stay. I'm not making any changes.
We worked it out.
No, but I am going to go on other podcasts. We're going to have bigger guests on. And that's it. We're doing a telethon. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, we got to plan
that. That's
going to
be banging off the charts. No, but just the fantastic feedback I got made me think I should start doing a cry for help every week.
Well, that's the thing, though, about a cry for help. If you do it all the time, it loses its weight.
I'm going to kill myself.
Don't say that.
It's a cry for help. Just kidding, guys.
We really did, though. We got a lot of action on the YouTube. I saw a lot of action on Instagram and stuff, too. So if you guys do that every week, then we don't have to worry about crying for help.
Yeah. We just need a problem every week.
Yeah.
No, but it really warmed my heart because, you know, a small but engaged audience is really a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Because you can always grow. But you can't always get people to like you.
Right.
So having people who like you or at least just like what you're doing is a pretty great place to start. And I'm very grateful for it.
Yeah. And again, like I get notes all the time from people about how charismatic you are.
Okay. But they don't say I'm pretty. Now I'm angry.
They say that you have the thing.
I thought that's where you're going with that. They say that I'm pretty. Got it. Okay.
You would rather be pretty than have the it factor?
No, I want the it factor.
You want the
it
factor.
Factor is everything.
Yeah.
The it factor is everything.
Yeah.
An implaceable, indescribable quality.
Yeah.
Towards, it's not even something that I strive towards. It's just something that you hope to.
It's probably why you have it.
To have. Well, I mean, the way I'm sitting, this is insane. I mean, to be performing with this type of casual attitude is insane.
No, we're in the studio. Come on. Yeah. We're low lights. We have the headphones on. It's our home. Yeah, right. You're right at home here.
All right. Other orders of business. So just to wrap that up, we will be continuing. We're going to be putting even more energy and effort in. Get back on with the clips. We're going to be moving to Monday recording, which means we're going to be moving our release date at some point to Wednesdays because so we could be more on top of things, current events. I could be saying more things that will prevent me from getting work in the future. Mm-hmm. You know, just more topical things. Anyway, so long story short, all positive. Love you and thank you. Next order of business. And I hate, and now this is now 3 weeks in a row I've talked about the last night at the bar.
There's another last night at the bar.
Well, now I've actually worked the last shift.
All right.
And boy, was it one for the books.
What happened?
Well, okay. So 3 weeks ago, I said like the last night, our last party at the bar, because it was the owner's last night. So everyone was there. We were all partying. Then I said I was going to have my last shift. And now I've had my last shift. And when I tell you that there was a fight, and then one of my drunk regulars fell out the back door, half in, half out, and laid there for 5 minutes before I found her.
I would say that's the night of bravest.
That's a bravest night, baby. I mean, I was just doing my thing. Oh, we listened to Drake for 3 hours straight.
Of course.
And everybody kept being like, can we put something else on? I was like, no, we cannot.
Yeah. Right.
How about that? Absolutely not even. It's not even being considered to put something else on. So I'm just behind, you know, doing my shots, organizing my shots, whatever I might need to be doing behind the bar. And all I hear is two people behind me. I don't know what's going on. I can't see it, but I hear it. I hear, fuck you, bitch. No wonder your boyfriend broke up with you and you lost your job.
Oh,
and you think you work in finance, bitch? You don't work in finance. So So I turn around and this like 50-year-old woman is fighting with this 25-year-old girl and they're screaming at each other across the bar. And the 25-year-old girl is just going, I don't even know you like that. I'm not going to take this type of disrespect from you like that. And the older woman's just going, fuck you, bitch. And then in that moment, what I realized that I'm looking at is, you know, that chart of like the anatomy of humans,
where
it goes from like a little monkey and then they start standing up.
Yeah.
I'm just watching two people fight that are just four notches away from each other on that chart of the bar rats.
Four notches, 10 years, you know.
It's 10, exactly. Yep. I'm just watching two people fighting in the mirror 10 years apart.
Yep. But these are like heavy accent New Yorkers, like firefighter.
None of these people have to do with firefighters. One of the girls is just, God forbid, a listener of the pod after I tell this story. But she's just like a local girl.
Got it.
Who's lonely and wants to just take Adderall and tuck my ear off.
I mean, well, you're a good bartender.
Well, no, I don't. I'm in and out. I'll just be like, shut up, please.
But I'm picturing a fight like the fights that I used to see my mom have. Because my mom's like a deep Brooklyn girl.
Yes.
Heavy accent, hair pulling.
Yes. Like, okay, so it didn't get physical.
Okay.
But so I just turn around and I go, hey, what are we doing, girls? And then this lady goes, this bitch is way too comfortable here. Talking about the younger girl. Because like to this older woman, this is her turf.
Yes.
This is her spot. Her territory. Is her bar, bro.
Yeah.
Like she pissed all over this place. She owns this place.
Right.
And now this young version of herself has come into the bar and is also getting comfortable. You know, like people, once you see people like reaching over the bar to get something, that's when you know, too comfortable.
Oh, that's too comfortable.
Too comfortable.
Yeah. Reaching over the bar. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they're just getting a napkin, but I don't care. It's just the visuals.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, all right, guys, we got to break this up. So I have to like break it up. It still kind of just lingers on. Then there's these four girls that have nothing to do with either of these two people sitting in between this fight. So they're just caught in the middle. Mm-hmm. But they're like consoling the younger girl. They're like, babe, you don't deserve that. This is so fucked up. And they're looking at me like, you need to do something. And I'm like, I'm not even an option that I'm going to do something. I'm on my way out the door.
Yeah.
Do something.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, right.
So finally, the older woman leaves. She goes, can I go out the back door? I said, of course. And then, you know, I gave her a hug. I said, it's my last shift. All the best. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then I walk around. I'm doing my thing. Totally forget about this whole incident. Mm-hmm. And I come back to the back door, which is where my little waitress station is. And this lady is, it's not funny.
I'll be the judge of that.
She's laying half in, half out the door.
It's the same, floor. One of the
yes.
same.
Yes. So
the older woman.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So the door is open, basically.
Yeah.
And her torso is out the door and her legs are in the door. And I'm like, okay, how long has this been going on? Because I left her here like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So she's just been laying here for 5 minutes. So I go to get her up. I say, are you okay? Blah, blah, blah. I pick her up and I'm not really putting all my, I thought she was going to give like 50% effort and I would give 50% effort.
Yes. Help her.
She had zero. She had 0% charge in her.
Yeah.
And she's going, is that all you got? And I'm like, oh, geez, I really got to put my whole Better Buddy boot camp to work here. Ugh. So I pick this bitch up and then I go, you good? Because I know she lives right across the street. So she's like, I'm good. Sorry, my knee just hurt or something. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, all right, see ya. Boom, right back down, like building 7, back down to the ground.
Just okay. Too hammered?
Just, I don't know.
Do we know if there was anything that like happened with that fight afterwards? Like
she might have got shanked.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Like maybe she was bleeding from her stomach.
Kneecaps, something.
So she goes back down a second time, right? Like building 7.
Yeah.
So I go in, I go, we're going to need the boys back here. I just start yelling, we're going to need the boys. I go, Doug, you're up. Jared, you're up. Let's go. Willie from the kitchen. Let's go, boys. So all the boys come out. They pick her up.
Yeah.
And then we get her on her feet. We go, all right, best of luck. Again, it's my last shift. So
right.
Best of luck to you.
Right.
She goes, all right, see you later. Boom, right back down.
Oh, man. Damn.
And it's not funny because it is so funny.
It's funny.
So I go... Okay, so then two of the boys, I go, you have to walk her home. I'm not going to do it, but we can't allow her to to try to do this herself. Mm-hmm. So they walk her home and then they come back in. I just go dead serious. I go, get the tapes now. Get the footage. Go downstairs. Right. Get the security footage. I've got to see it.
Jesus Christ.
So we got the tapes, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, is it funny? No. It's like someone's dying of alcoholism, essentially.
Yeah.
And that's when, you know, when you work at a bar, you see a lot of young people having fun. You see people having great nights. You see friends getting loose, whatever. And then you see a lot of people who are really having the worst day of their life every day, you know, and they're stuck in a cycle and it can be very sad. As my boy Tommy, who used to work there, would say, well, this ain't the fucking library.
Right. It's true. You're going to see some shit.
What do you expect? This ain't the fucking library. So then I come back in. And then one of the girls, not the girl who was fighting, but one of these other random girls who is sitting there, comes up to me, this dead-eyed bitch. Okay, she's dead in the eyes. And she goes, I need to talk to you. I go, okay. Again, this is my last shift and I'm trying to party. Is that Jesse?
Yeah, yeah.
Bring her in. Our guest is here. Bring her in. We'll pause for the audience and we'll be right back with our guest. What perfect timing. Baby girl.
What up? You're early.
I know. Well, you know, whenever you're going to be late.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. You have to sit down. Get comfy.
We're telling stories about the bar. Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking last shift. All right, we're back in? Yep. All right, we're back in. Sorry for the interruption, folks, but we have, our guest has arrived. Please welcome podcast host and all around good time gal, Jesse Jalas.
Wow. Woo! Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. So a lot has just happened.
Yeah.
Because you arrived.
Thank you.
And while you arrived, I was banned from Instagram.
I know.
The things happened at the same time. I checked Instagram and I'm back in Instagram jail.
I don't think it's right.
It's not right.
I've never been a lawyer, but I would represent you in Instagram court.
First of all, we do need an Instagram court.
I think so.
Because here's what happened, folks. Okay, so as we know, infamously, we called Osama bin Laden a Nepo baby.
Yeah. Right.
Back in November.
Sure.
We released one of the greatest clips ever to be released on Instagram.
Totally.
Osama bin Laden, Nepo baby. I mean, fantastic clip.
Really good.
And of course, just saying the words Osama bin Laden from November until 3 days ago, we have not been able to be shown. We're banned from the algorithm and we can't monetize and we can't go live. And we can't do anything.
Wow.
So 3 days ago, we just got out of jail. Now, I come in here to this podcast studio, and I want to help out our friend Mike.
Of course.
Right. How much do we love Mike?
We love him to death.
We want him to succeed.
Of course we do.
He wins, we win.
We all win.
So I hop on the stories.
Yeah.
I throw up a story. I say, yo, if you've ever wanted to record a podcast, Slickback is open for business.
Mm-hmm.
Hit up my boy Mike.
Yeah.
Reasonable rates, 4K video.
Yeah.
Just don't take my time slot because I will, quote, shank you, bro.
And that was it.
And that's what did it. So I opened my phone again. We're back in jail.
Oh my God.
In a
way, I blame Mike.
In a way. You know what they say? No good deed goes unpunished.
That's all I'm saying. So. You know? It's like you're doing God's work, trying to plug and sell.
Trying to
in
plug
a way
and
that's
sell.
Still on your brand.
Right, like true to myself. Exactly. I'm not selling out.
No.
I'm just trying to help our friend Mike out.
And have fun. And then Instagram says no. And I do think there should be a court. And I think that you should be able to object and appeal.
Who should be the judge?
The judge is like, we know it's a very old white man.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But like which one? Like Ed Koch, People's Court?
Could be.
And he would be like, you said, quote, bro, I will shank you. End quote. And you think that behavior is okay? You think that type of
behavior
is
okay? Would you shank somebody?
Yeah. Now, do you know how serious shanking is?
Yeah.
You go to Rikers. Let me tell you, they don't think shanking is a joke.
Uh-uh.
Now, when I was a teenager, I went on a little prison trip.
Did you?
Yes, I did. And they were telling us how to make shanks out of Parliament filters. The guys were trying to tell us, like, make sure you do the right thing and don't. Do drugs and stuff because you will end up here. But the message that I took, because it's the message that they actually gave me, was how to make a shank out of a Parliament filter. Because Parliament cigarettes are plastic.
That's incredible. They're like, if you do end up here, this is how to protect yourself.
It's called harm reduction, folks. We can't save everyone, but if you do end up here, you're going to need to know this info.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I respect it.
Who knows?
Yeah.
What were we talking about before you came in? And all this one happened.
Fight at Bravest.
Maybe your bar.
Oh, I was talking about the last night of the bar.
The last night at the bar.
So let me just, do you mind listening?
Could I please?
And then we'll talk.
I would love that.
Okay, great.
What a pleasure.
You're so good at yes and.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever just been like, actually, no, and shut up and I hate you?
I would never.
You're like, yes, I love it.
I love to go. I'm like, I can't believe people would pay for this, you know?
Yeah, you're the queen of yes and.
I really am.
I love that. All right, so where we left off when you arrived was that a bitch had fallen out the door and lay there for 5 minutes, half in, half out. Then this other dead-eyed bitch, unrelated to the first bitch. I'm saying bitch in a loving way.
Of course, and it comes off loving.
Okay. She pulls me to this other random girl, and I'm trying to enjoy my last night, listen to Drake, party. And she pulls me off to the side, and she goes, there's a really young girl with an old man, and I think the girl's being trafficked, and you need to do something. Now, this is a first, even for me.
Wow. And on your last night.
And on my last night, it's hard for me to even find two shits to rub together. And now, not only have I had to pick up this drunk woman, pick her up 3 different times, and now I might have to intervene on human trafficking. I mean, it was so not what I had pictured. So then I think she's talking about like the tables outside. So I go outside and there are no tables outside. So I go, is she that drunk? Is she seeing things? So I go over to her and I'm like, yeah, I looked. I didn't see anyone out there. She goes, shh, you're not getting what I'm saying. And then she like looks and it's someone in the restaurant. It was like a father and daughter from Germany. But they were like holding hands. But then she goes, you need to come in the bathroom with me right now. And I go, okay. My last night. I'm just trying to have fun.
Stall or two.
It's the smallest bathroom. Okay. Like you cannot even understand how small this bathroom is. And this dead-eyed bitch pulls me. She starts going, I work at the Marriott. I see trafficking all the time.
Okay.
And maybe I'm just drunk. And she's like dead behind the eyes. That's why I'm calling her that, because she's so drunk that she's not here.
That's when you know.
She's not here.
Absolutely.
Like you could do this. Glazed. And she would not pass. Like glazed donuts, baby. Yeah. Like two big old glazed donuts. But then I go, okay, I mean, I'm not sure what I can do. And she goes, well, the first thing we need to do is not scare them away. I'm like, okay. And then she literally about 10 minutes, she was telling me what I need to do until my eyes started to glaze over. I go, I'm actually out. Like, I'm actually good on this whole thing. Like I was trying to be, you know, a good Samaritan.
Yeah.
I go, how about this? I'm going to go drop the check. I'll suss it out. But whatever you're talking about is done.
Yeah.
Whatever you're on right now, we're not doing this. Okay. 40, 50 milligrams of Adderall, whatever's causing this, this is done.
Mm-hmm.
So I pop over, I go to the people, I go, so are you visiting work or what are we up to? He goes, yes, work. We got her out of school. We're going to move here. I go, isn't that nice? Yeah. And I turn around, I go, they're good. I go, I checked on it. We're good. Yeah. So that was that. I can't even remember anything else that happened.
So no party, though, because you'd said in the past that your last night.
Because everyone that like would have partied with me is gone.
Gone, yeah.
So I was with the new kids, who I do love, and they let me listen to Drake. And then I watched the All-Star game and won some bets. Some of the customers came by, some of my favorite customers that love me, dapped me up with some 50s and hundies.
There you go.
Damn.
And one of them said, and I know people say this, but I chose to take it to heart. One of them was like, thank you for being you. And I know people just say that, but no. I go, you know what? I'm going to take that as to heart. I'm going to say, yeah, I always try to like bring a good, happy time.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a gift.
It's a gift.
That's a bartender, really.
Yeah. Well, a waitress at a bar.
Well, that's a good, if you can be you, who else could?
Yeah. I mean, listen.
There's only one.
Someone might have really done things differently in that human trafficking scenario, but not me.
Yeah. And it worked.
I had to stay myself. So, yeah. So, that's it. So, that's it. We're out of the bar. Sometimes life gives you little pushes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just, if you take the signs, you go, I'll take the push.
Yeah.
Like, I got a tax return.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, I go, maybe that's life telling me you're good for a couple months.
Yeah.
And then I have all these other meetings coming up. So, I go, maybe it's a push I need to take. So, I said, we're done with the bar.
Brilliant.
But then sometimes life gives you pushes, maybe, and I just go, I'm good.
Yeah.
Not taking it.
Well, sometimes I get pushed out of the nest and I just fall. And
right,
I just go back up.
You're
I go, okay, that was weird.
Yeah.
Whoever did that.
Yeah, who did
that? I wasn't ready to fly. I don't know who thought I was. But I'll just come back to the nest. No problem.
Yeah, yeah. Because, yeah, we know where the nest is.
Yeah, you can always go back to the nest.
We'll be right back.
But I think you're flying.
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I could fall right down like Building 7. I could do a big old Building 7 tumble.
Well, what is that song? And you guys know it. Okay. I get knocked down, but okay, I get up again. You ain't ever going to keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again.
I get up again.
You know what I mean?
Was there anything like when that song came out?
No.
Because had we ever heard anything like that?
No.
We had, other than like Sinead O'Connor rapping about the potato famine, had we ever heard a song such as that?
Iconic. I remember I danced with a guy I liked the first time.
Amazing.
He was a redhead.
Yeah.
I was obsessed.
Of course.
And we sort of just bopped together. And I went, this is what love feels like.
Did you do this? I get knocked down.
Yeah, we all got down, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We got back up.
You did the low.
It was so fun, the levels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And no one really knew, is it pissing the night away? Is it kissing?
And
is
then
it...
and then come to find out it's about being blackout drunk.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. Yeah. Not to me. It's not about that. It's not,
That's not the message you take.
No. I get knocked down and I persevere.
Again. Persevere.
Up I go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's life.
Listen, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to gossip and talk about the leap year. Your leap day. It's the leap day. See you then.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Right. Now you have two podcasts. Okay, we're back in. Now you have two podcasts.
I do.
Okay.
And one I do by myself, which is chaos, but it's
chaos.
Fun.
And the other one is on this very network.
I know. Middle Children.
Middle Children.
It's such a hoot.
Now, so obviously, so you and Chris Burns.
Yeah.
Both middle children.
Yeah.
Now, what is the defining characteristics of a middle child in your opinion?
Screaming for attention.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just like wants attention and is kind of angry at everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's a middle child. They're just like, why can't you see me?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
A little bit of that.
A little bit of that and a lot of bit of
fun.
Fucking
fun. A lot
fun.
Of fun. I really think that we are like everyone's favorite people. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Are you a middle child, Mike? Aren't you?
No, I'm the oldest. The oldest.
Oldest?
Are you the youngest?
Depends how you look at it. Mm-hmm. I am the youngest. But then if you count my step-siblings, one of my step-siblings is a month younger than me, so I actually could be a middle child.
But
technically.
Did you grow up that way?
Yeah, we did.
Oh.
But I never had to scream for attention because I would just take out a gun and... demand
there it was.
I would just take out a gun and demand it.
Wow.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You guys had guns?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm like, what would it be like if there was just like a coffee table of guns? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, chaos, but I mean,
some places, the thing about guns is like in New York, they just mean different things different places.
Yeah.
In New York, if someone has a gun, it's like, this isn't good.
No, yeah, it's like, ooh.
This isn't going to go good for me.
No.
But then you go other places. Like, I remember I was in Vermont.
Yeah.
And we met me and my friends were on a ski trip where we didn't ski.
Love
that. Honest with you.
Already love it.
Didn't touch the slopes.
Why would you?
Why would you?
That's
not
what
I'm there for. Expensive, stupid, and cold.
Exactly.
I was just having a great time. So we're at a gas station, like, getting snacks. Or I don't even know. And we meet these guys, and they're like townies. I mean, this one guy looked like a movie from the 80s, like a Animal House type of guy.
Okay, yeah,
like
mullet?
Belushi. No,
no,
like a Belushi type of guy.
Okay, already love.
And he had one of those Elmer Fuddy hats, and he was just so drunk that he was kind of like spitting. He
Incredible.
Goes, "You girls trying to party?" And we were like, "All right,
kind of, yeah."
So they go. So he's like, "Me and my boys are here. We're all gonna go. We got a party going." And we're like, "All right,
yeah."
So they give us the address. We pull up. We were in a red Mercedes, by the way.
Oh,
just a paint. Then we're in Vermont.
I love that.
So there was a whole vibe going on.
Yeah.
So we pull up. There's like 10 guys there.
The odds are great.
The odds are really good.
Forever in your favor.
Yeah. May they be. And I just looked this. We get out of the car. I look this guy dead in the eye. I go, let's just get something clear. No rape. No murder.
I respect that. I feel like every night should start that way.
Yeah.
That's a good ground rule.
Yeah. Yeah. He goes, 100%. No rape, no murder.
I love
I go,
that.
Then let's party.
Yeah.
Like, but I just want to be clear, we're not the ones to play with.
Yeah. I draw the line. I'm actually like so insane, I would say.
Yeah.
Because I'm fighting the fight. I'm dating right now.
Great.
And that's scary.
Okay.
Okay. My life is always. So I always take a picture of them. Like I have their social media.
Of course.
If I enter their apartment, I'm like, smile by your address. This is going to all my friends. Like murder another bitch. But like I've got you locked.
Yes.
Locked and loaded. Yes.
Now, do you share location while you are on the dates?
Well, everyone knows where I am.
Okay.
So they know where they are, but I don't have them, like, my friends aren't tracking me on my phone.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Then they take the phone and throw it.
Right.
So I'm texting where I'm going and where I'll be. Pictures are, you know.
Yeah. Smart.
I love it.
Smart.
I think so.
You could try next time. Just roll right up. Hi, so nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Just to be clear. No rape, no murder.
No murder.
And they'll be like,
and I'm like, and no funny business, if I'm being honest.
To be honest, no funny business whatsoever.
You know, so it's like, but definitely, but if you are going to murder someone, it will not be me.
Yeah, just to be clear.
It won't be me.
Just to be clear.
Pick on someone else.
Not me.
Thank you.
Not tonight.
Yeah. Jesse, do you have like pepper spray or anything?
No, I don't. And maybe I should, but I'm positive I would accidentally use it on myself. 100%. Like if I needed it, there's no way I would be like.
You'd say,
yeah. I took a jiu-jitsu class one time.
Jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, it's like
karate.
So they were like, it's wrestling, but you use the person's weight against you. Against them. So the idea is like, if they're bigger than you, you could whatever. I took one class, and at the end, they were like, so about 80 to 100 hours, it'll be second nature. I'm like, well, tonight I'm dead.
Right.
This just taught me like I'm dead.
Yeah.
You know.
Just to be clear, tonight's not my night.
I'm like, I'm going. You know. Privates as hard as I can in a prayer. And that's all I have. And that's all I've ever had.
Privates in a prayer.
Yeah.
Pulling out in a prayer.
Yep.
These things make the world go around.
They work. And they didn't rape you or murder you.
No. And why did I even tell that story? Guns. Oh, because the guns. So they all have guns.
They all
so,
like, have we're guns.
Seeing, then we start seeing the guns.
Oh my God. So like you can, on their person.
Yeah, like on the in the I don't know buckle. Which I don't, not like a yeah, the buckle type like, of thing.
Holster.
Not a holster, but like in the pants.
Yeah.
The guns, there's guns out on the table, guns everywhere.
Holy.
And I go, wait a minute, we have an agreement.
You promised.
Like I thought we were on the same page.
Yeah.
I mean, and then but to them, that's just I guess what I'm trying to say is because we're in Vermont, they just have the guns.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to use them for. Oh. So then I go, can I shoot one? They go, okay. So I start shooting blindly into the night, into the Vermont night, because they keep lecturing us about gun safety. They're really into gun safety.
They're so into
These
it.
These are safe guys.
Gun safety this, gun safety that. Stranger you met at a gas station goes, can I shoot the gun?
Yeah.
Yes, shooting blindly into the night. Like, you don't know who's out there. Then I go, I'd love a bonfire. So they have those John Deere tractor things.
Yeah.
They start moving trees, building a bonfire. I'm shooting the gun into the night.
Wow.
What a night.
Yeah.
And then we're inside. I put on Rihanna, bitch better have my money.
Yeah.
And then I go, give me the gun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And give me the money.
Give me the gun and give me the fucking money. So I start going, bitch better have my money. Because, you know, this is not every day I get to be playing around with guns. So, and that song, did it just come out? I don't know. It was relatively new. So there was a novelty to it.
Yeah.
I go, this is my moment.
Yeah.
Bitch better have my money like this. Okay.
Yeah.
They go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Stop the music.
Okay.
They go, don't ever point a loaded gun at someone. I was like, this thing is loaded?
Yeah.
I was literally with my finger on the trigger, pointing it at people. Going, I'm like, why would you give me a loaded gun?
Imagine.
Then my blood ran cold. I go, oh my God, that was the most unsafe thing maybe I've ever done.
He said, we both promised no murder.
Yeah.
It was both ways.
Yeah, this works both ways, no murder. Okay. And so they kind of like huddle up and they have like a safety meeting.
Oh my
and it's
gosh.
Like, you guys can't touch the guns anymore.
You know,
fair enough. Fair enough. But sometimes, like, to this day, when I think about that moment, like, my palms get a little sweaty.
That's scary.
Because it was, like, one little slip of the finger, my life could have changed. I could have blown that townie's head off.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I could have blown that townie's head off. When I tell you, like, what a Dateline episode that would have been. Like, we thought we were going to get married. We show up there. I killed six people by accident.
I blame the song. It's like I got so into it, I blacked out.
I was so into it. Wild. I mean, literally, like in the face, like, bitch, better have my money.
And they were probably like, wait, they thought they were in the middle. They were like, we didn't see the night absolutely turning.
Right, 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 right. And then nobody made out or had sex with anyone. But then they chased after the car. They chased after the car and they're like, girls, one more song. We're like, all right. And then one of my friends is like, he was kind of cute. Like, I want to go back. He's texting me.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I for one second thought that you would really go back and fuck him, I would turn this car around and drop you off.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that you would.
Yeah, we've so been out for 3 hours.
We're outie. You had a chance.
Yeah, had a chance.
The guns were flowing.
The bonfire.
You would have been had fucked that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, girl.
There's no chance of turning this car around. Because you're like, oh, no, but he was actually kind of cute. Yeah. And we were there. And you had a chance. So then this is how insane it also got. I start calling one of the guys my babe. I forget what his name was.
Babe.
I have a picture of him like in my phone, like of him standing next to this bonfire. And it's the type of picture you take of someone that you like love. Yeah. It has like the loving gaze.
Oh.
So we're like, well, when can we all, they're like, when can we hang out again? This was awesome.
Yeah.
And so we're like making plans. They're like, we have a bee farm. Like, you got to come up in the summer. We'll show you the bees. And we're like, we'll be back 100%.
Yeah.
We'll stay in touch. And this was, I think Facebook was still happening. So there was like a Facebook element to it.
I feel like maybe a reconnection needs to happen.
Like, honestly.
Have him on the pod.
They were townies from Vermont. But wait, but for real, I think that they were like really rich townies from.
Obsessed.
Because this is a big house. They had all these tractors to just be chopping trees down on a willy-nilly at a gas station girl's request.
Let me say something.
And they had golf carts. They were driving us up these snow-covered hills in golf carts.
What?
I mean, these weren't like, these weren't bums.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
I love that. If I were rich and lived in a town.
Bro, you just hang out at that Exxon and see what you catch.
Absolutely. With all my little tools and fun little toys. Yes. I'm like Richie Rich. I'm like, you want to come to my McDonald's? Like,
you wouldn't believe what we got going on over there.
And the McFlurry machine is never broken. Okay? Not at my McDonald's. It'd be so fun.
Not at my McDonald's, babe.
Too bad they couldn't seal the deal, though. That's upsetting for them.
I know. And it was so funny.
Maybe it was the
when
gun.
We first got there, like, it was me almost murdering them. But when we first got there, like, one of the guys, he's like, I'm texting Jimmy right now. I told him we got all these New York girls here. He don't believe me. Like, they were so hyped.
That's honestly, that's what's so fun, I think, about living in New York. When you go anywhere else, people are like, New York girls. And you're like, that's right.
What a fucking night.
I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like I need more nights like that.
You got to get out of town.
I got to get out of town.
And you also have to say,
I gotta be
here's
crazy.
What I have. We were talking in the, I don't even remember if you were here, and we were talking about life's pushes.
Well, yeah, the birds.
That's a push from life.
Yeah.
And most people would say, no, I don't want to party.
Yeah.
They would cut like, that's, but that's life opening itself up when you take a chance on an unknown townie.
Wow.
Most people wouldn't take the push.
No.
But on the other side of that push, there's greatness. Triple homicide.
I believe that. And almost a triple homicide.
Yeah, triple
I believe
homicide.
That. I need that.
But people just like, I don't know. In New York, what are you going to do?
I think
like, where are you from?
Virginia.
Go home.
Well.
Aren't the guns flowing at home?
Well, it's Northern Virginia.
So what does that mean? Tell me.
It means like by D.C.,
okay.
So I don't know. There's a, I don't That's I never knew lobbyists. Anyone with guns, I don't think.
Damn. Okay.
One of my friends' dad, who was from Texas, I think he had a gun and no, I like,
just like one guy.
I never saw it. I honestly like I think guns do really scare me.
They are
so
scary.
When I see them I go, oh, I shouldn't be here.
Yeah, they're scary.
Yeah, I'm like, I shouldn't be here. There's a gun.
Yeah. That's because we're just not from gun culture.
Yeah.
Like we were saying, it's like here, it's like, oh, if you have a gun, you're going to kill me.
Right. It's either in a box in your home, I'm hoping hidden, or you shouldn't have a gun.
Right.
I would love if there were no guns, and I don't want to get political, but.
But yeah, hey, many people would like them.
I think it'd be great.
What can we, now, here's the thing.
Hmm.
It's a leap year. So the day, so we were originally going to record
That's
on
right.
the leap day.
Oh my God. That
which would have been legendary.
Because
you don't get it every time.
No,
every,
you don't.
You don't get it every day.
No, you don't.
But now we had to move. But now this episode is going to come out 2 days before the leap day. Okay. So I want everyone to be leap day mindset, preparing. Yeah, yeah. What are you going to do with all this extra life?
Wow.
I want you to think about how far you've come. I want you to think about what you were doing last leap day as well.
Wow.
Also, did you ever wonder what a leap day was? I Googled it and I wrote it down to tell you.
Yeah, what is it?
Because you go, but why?
Why is it a leap day?
The Earth takes 365 days to orbit the sun.
Okay.
You feel me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's actually 365 days, 5 hours, and 48 minutes. So this side real year, so confusing, blow my brains out. This side real year is slightly longer than the calendar year. So that extra, okay, here's what it is. The extra 5 hours and 48 minutes and 56 seconds needs to be accounted for somehow.
Yeah.
And if we didn't account for that extra time, the seasons would begin to drift over time. So leap days are like guardrails. We put an extra day every 4 years so that we don't end up with fucking March and September. Because over time, I mean, we'd be
dead.
We'd be in McCarran Park grilling in February.
We will be because of global warming. We will but be. It's nice to know it was our fault and yes. not, you know.
Yeah, not like the Romans' fault. Yeah, who even invented this shit?
I know. I
fucking thought of a calendar.
Because now, remember when February, maybe this is wrong, but as a kid, I remember being like, once you get through January, like, we're in the clear. Like, December, it snows. That's and now,
not,
no.
Not the case. You're not even in the clear in March.
No. Even April now, it's like, good luck.
You ain't in the clear.
You're not in that clear.
Like, when I was, our last leap year was in 2020.
Okay.
Infamous.
Rough year.
Infamous year. So think about February 29th, 2020.
Wow.
We were right at the precipice.
Yeah.
We were at the precipice. But that year in my apartment, as soon as like the quarantine happened or whatever, my apartment, the boiler also broke.
Great.
So we had no heat.
No.
And no gas.
No.
And we couldn't leave. I mean, we could leave a little, but. Not a lot. So we had no heat, and it was into April. I was still freezing.
Oh my god,
that was a bad winter.
It was freezing. 2020, yeah. Even into May, I was like in the apartment, like with space heaters, freezing.
Were you paying rent and freezing?
It actually worked out to be fucking awesome. Okay. It was the beginning of a financial change for me because we didn't have to pay rent because we were like we're not paying rent. There's no heat,
you know,
or gas.
Brilliant.
And because I didn't pay rent for those 2 months and didn't go out and spend money, I was finally able to like start getting ahead.
Hell yeah.
So.
And that's on heat.
Yeah.
Okay. Good for you.
Now, I looked up in my iCalendar what I was doing Saturday on February 29th, 2020.
Okay.
Do you have your calendar from years and years ago? Did you know?
Is it
you
on my phone?
Yeah, in the Cal app.
I'll look. It'll be sad.
Because I was curious if I like made the best of it. The sadder the better, to be
okay,
honest.
Great.
Mine is sad too.
I'm like, here we go. That's like every time my iPhone's like, remember this person? I'm like, that's right. They don't speak to me.
Okay.
Or we broke up. Thanks for reminding me, iPhone.
Dude, no joke. Sorry. My iPhone sends me one of those memory videos.
Yeah.
Of my grandmother on her deathbed.
Yeah.
It is literally like her like this. I might even put it on the YouTube. It's really crazy. And it sends it to me all the time. Like,
it's like, who at iPhone is doing that?
Crazy.
Who's doing that?
I don't know. Wait, did you know? I just found this out literally 2 days ago. You could go in your camera roll, search for like a word, and it'll find all the pictures of that. Like, I was looking for this picture of these chicken wings in this toilet that this lady threw in the toilet.
Yeah.
And I just typed in toilet and it found the picture for me.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
You knew that?
I do that with like dad. I'll be like kid, cat. Sometimes when I'm looking for my cat, dog, I'll do.
Wow.
Yeah, it really is cool.
But like toilet is specific.
That is specific.
I wonder what else. Like,
you could do anything.
Give me a word.
House.
I'm scared.
Have a pot. Wait. But yeah, pot.
Pot.
Because it could be a pot. I wonder if it would recognize a drug as well.
Okay. Pot. Got a picture of Kettle One.
You know what?
Ballpark.
Get me
pot. Gave me and a picture of me sunburned.
Cute.
Let's see. Pot. What else? A picture of a sandwich board in D.C. where they have a sandwich called the Frex. So neither of these things are pots.
Okay, not pot. What about gun?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Maybe I have those pictures.
Yeah.
I definitely have them at home. They're not on here.
Okay.
Damn. That's so sad.
That is sad.
Anyway, why did I bring this up? Oh, yeah. I was looking at February 29th, 2020 to see if my life has changed since our last leap year.
Yeah.
Guess what? It hasn't.
Yeah. I have nothing on the 29th, but the day before that, I have record middle children.
Okay.
So
you've been going for a while.
I guess.
Children.
Yeah, literally.
Is that when you started it?
We started right before the pandemic because we had episodes like saved that we were going to release, which then we couldn't put out because we were like, it's the subway today.
It's so disconnected.
We're like, we can't release that. We can't release that. So
one day you have to release the vaulted COVID apps. Yeah, that'd be really funny.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, actually.
I have you guys should do that as a special.
Great idea.
The COVID apps.
Because Anna Roisman is one of them too.
Hey,
cross promotion.
More slick back cross promo.
Yeah.
She always, whenever we see her, she'll be like, "Where's that app?" That's her little joke.
Okay.
She says, "Where's that app?" And then we go, "Where is that app though? I don't know."
It's on a somewhere. You just go, "It's on a drive somewhere."
Yeah, that's the truth.
I gotta look for it. It's on a drive.
Yeah.
February 29, 2020, I worked at Bravest. Boring.
Okay.
But then, what was the last one? 2016.
Oh.
Leap year. Now it gets interesting because that's when, like, 8 years ago, I don't remember my life.
Of course.
Like,
I don't
2020,
remember
I kind of remember.
Okay.
Like, it makes sense. Okay. I worked at Bravest. I went to F45
wow,
training.
We can go that far back.
You can.
I didn't
Isn't that
know.
Crazy? Okay.
Oh, my.
February 29th, 2016.
Oh.
Dinner with Kevin, let Brian know about Thursday. Now, what does that mean?
Who's Kevin?
Kevin is probably my stepbrother, if I had to guess. But I don't know what let Brian know about Thursday is. And I hope I let him know. And I hope it was good news. Imagine I had to be like, I'm not pregnant. Let him know.
Girl, I have business. No. Finalize Purim, and that was we did a Jewish video. We did a video for this Jewish company about Purim. So okay. Business finalize that.
Okay,
and then there was this guy. You know what? What a memory! There
was a
this
Purim video.
Yeah, this Jewish company hired me and someone to like write a funny video about Purim,
great.
And we did.
It was amazing.
It was really incredible. And then this man named Larry.
Okay, shout out.
Shout out to Larry because Larry was starting this app, a video app.
Mm-hmm. TikTok.
Similar to TikTok, right? And what's funny is, like, let's pretend that that had been TikTok. He literally was like, you're a comedian. He, like, was paying me to make content there. And right. He was like, if this blows up, you're going to blow up. And I was like, that actually the math is mathing.
Right.
That, yeah, if this app blows up, like, he's like, you are the child of it.
Right.
And
it was Quibi.
It would never know. I don't even know if it
never launched.
It was called Dynamite, I think.
Oh, wow.
It was interesting because they did like, you could put a person's face over your face and it would move when you talk.
Okay.
It was interesting.
Early AI.
Really, it was.
Really, in a way,
it was ahead of its time and too ahead.
Yes, in a
too
way.
Too ahead.
It arrived too soon.
It really did.
The Oscars
were then. Wow.
And I had to shoot with AB.
Wow.
God, that sounds ominous, doesn't it? Shoot with AB.
It does sound,
especially with all this gun talk.
Yeah, it's like shoot who? Yeah.
This is like, I don't even know what life this was. Call with Sam, Ridgewood. Ominous.
Yeah.
Spin with blonde date guy.
Okay, like
what does that mean?
Oh my god! Did you go like biking?
I don't know.
Take a
I don't
spin?
Remember any of this. And then
blonde
I babysat.
Date guy obsessed.
Well, you really made the the best of that leap day. Now
you,
what?
Now
this leap day, I'm going to pitch a show to Netflix.
That's
so maybe this
huge.
Is the ultimate change. If you go now, what were you doing last leap day? Working at Bravest. This leap day,
pitching to Netflix.
Fucking know about
that's
shit,
fucking
bro.
Huge.
Fucking
that's
huge.
Fucking huge.
Have you heard any good gossip?
Good gossip? I know.
I haven't either.
Here's my I like
this is me trying to do hot takes. Mike, I tried. I'm sorry.
Literally on the
I
way
tried.
Here,
I
was like, gossip.
I know.
And the only gossip I had was like, it's not gossip, it's more like, what's your theory on fruit?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, some people are like, fruit, like a sweet treat for every day. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, yesterday it was like fruit. I forgot about fruit for myself personally. Yeah. I forgot fruit was a thing. I forgot that you should eat it. I forgot fruit was real. My friend was like, do you want pineapple? I was like, I never eat pineapple. I'll try something. I went, this is incredible.
Incredible.
What is this? Pineapple. Yeah. I haven't had it in years. I guess I told myself, I was like, pineapple, I'm not really into pineapple.
Yeah.
I love pineapple. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, do people eat like fruit?
Yeah. Sometimes I eat 5 to 6 apples in a day.
No.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
It's not okay because they're not in season right now. So the apples, the apple deliveries have been really bad. I've kind of fallen off my apples. I only love them for like 2 months. I get really into things and then I forget they ever existed.
I think that's
me. This is you with pineapple.
I know.
Because in general, fruit is a punish meal. Let's just say it straight and plain. When someone's like, do you want, what about a pear?
Yeah.
I'm like, do you not like yourself? With a little honey drizzled on it. I was like...
Is that dessert?
Yeah. What about a chicken parm?
Babe? Yeah. I'm like livid.
What about that? Some crazy bitch was telling me that you need to be like washing your berries in baking soda. It's too much for me.
Yeah, of course it's too much. Okay. And then people are like, look, there was a bug in it. I said, I am going to eat those bugs, but you had to see the bug. And to me, that's worse.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Honestly, like when I get a head of lettuce or something.
Yeah.
I'll just take off the first few layers. I'm not doing the whole rigmarole with the... What are we, washing it in peroxide?
Sometimes I think about that. Like during the pandemic, I remember going, I might be the first to go because I bite my nails.
Okay.
And I go, I'm on the subway and then I bite my nails. I'm like, I'm germs and maybe, but I said, I'm the first one that's going to go down. They're like, don't touch anything. I said, I'm dead.
I know. And they never really specified, does that include your ears?
They didn't know. What do you mean? You can't touch your ears?
Well, they were like, don't touch your eyes and your mouth.
Oh, right.
But they never really said, can you touch your ears? Either way, I got over it very quickly.
Yeah.
I was washing. I like wiped down the vanilla wafers one time.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll just die.
Oh, my God. I'm remember it. Being
it's
like,
it's okay. I don't care. If this is
life,
we're
good. The
people
who are going to survive are the clean people. We're good. It won't be me.
We are absolutely fine.
Oh, my God. Do you remember washing down like pizza boxes when they would get delivered?
Yes.
I mean, you're supposed to, but like, I think I did it one time and I was like, I'm actually just going to hit my vape and like not do this.
I remember.
I don't know what Sanjay
like,
Gupta is smoking, but like his message is not resonating with me. Like I'm fucking over it. Like I'll be respectful, whatever we got to do. I'm not trying to put anyone in danger. But like, let's just put it this way. My elderly cancer ridden mother was dropping groceries off to me.
Yeah.
Her and her man, because they were out in Long Island, and like in my neighborhood, you couldn't get chicken. Like everything was sold out. Right. There was no meat left.
Right.
There was nothing.
Oy.
So she's gone out. She's like at the store in Long Island, bringing me groceries.
Wow.
I said, you know what? She dies a hero.
She dies a hero.
She's healthy. She's saving my life.
She really is.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Honestly, I gotta be honest.
You didn't move home or go? No.
No. I mean, everyone like pretty much lives here, so.
Yeah.
And I ain't moving in with my dad. I mean, that's chaotic. One time I was like, I'll go up there and get a little peace and quiet. It's like literally the loudest environment that I've ever been in my life with two people.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been in such a loud environment.
Yeah.
No, I didn't go home, but I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah.
I could do another pandemic.
That's incredible that you say that.
Because you could or no?
No. I keep being like, you know how everyone now just has PTSD?
Yeah.
And it's like talking to your grandpa sometimes and you're like, if the war comes up, you just see him shut down.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh no. And you're like, grandpa. And, you know, or tell me a story. He doesn't remember the stories. Mm-hmm. He only remembers the war at this point. Mm-hmm. And like so many people are like that. And I keep trying to be in public and I'm like, what? Where are people?
We mean where they go?
Well, like, where are they? And then, you know, so much of the work, at least I do, is remote. That I'm like, the other day, I was like, right now is so great. We get to look into each other's eyes.
Right.
We never get to do that.
Yeah.
We never get to do that. I'm on a Zoom or I'm just like, I miss eyeballs.
Yes.
And I miss someone being there, not the drunk people that aren't in their eyes. And I go, I'm looking at blank eyes.
Yeah.
I want focused pupils on me. And I go, who's this soul beneath it?
Yeah. Because when I look, we used to have a good time out there.
Yeah.
I think maybe I say I could do it again because I didn't have that traumatizing of experience because I worked in person.
Whoa.
So I was able to kind of have everything.
I went to live with my parents.
Okay, so you would only.
I actually lost my mind in my own apartment. Yes, I said, "Well, I'm going to choose an enemy," which was me in the mirror. And I said, "We're tearing each other apart, and I need to go. I need to go somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah, somewhere else is good,
and have other enemies." Yes, so I said, "My parents will do. They've always done a beautiful job.
So good."
So I go home, and I'm like losing my mind, but also I'm at the point where, you know, I'm one of those people that. I think when things are going bad and I'm a bird that's flying, but then I go back to the nest, I'm like, I love the nest. I don't know why I ever flew.
It ain't bad.
I'm like, I could live with my parents forever.
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know why I'm not. I'm like, this seems like fun.
They're still in Virginia?
They now live in Maryland.
Okay.
But I was there for a long time.
Rehoboth Beach?
Yeah. Well, that's where we vacation.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God. Did you go?
I literally never been. I just feel like I feel like it's a hell yeah kind of place. Like, really, I'm like, you know about that too? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I was like trying to even think about the places. Coors Ice Cream is what I was going to say, but if you've never been, I don't know if you'd know it. But yeah, so it was traumatizing for me is what I'll say.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I think it was great for me. It made me like have to face a lot of demons. I'll say that.
Face them down.
I had to face them head on.
And did you come out stronger?
I did.
Amazing.
But there was dark times. Dark.
I think there's a lot of people doing like
so
that.
Dark. Yeah. I was having like really bad stomach issues. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is everyone in pain all the time? I just want to know. Like, if everyone is, then fine. But like, does it feel like you're dying in your stomach all the time? My parents were like, well, maybe it's because of what you eat. So I had to eat clean or like really good for a month. And I was like, still everything hurts. I went to this doctor. He tested me with like everything. He put a pill. Mm-hmm. I had to swallow a pill. That I had a rope attached. So
do you mean?
I know. So it's like the pill's in my stomach. I'm holding the rope to the pill.
Okay.
Because like we're testing acid or something.
Okay.
I don't even know. But it means that like you couldn't think about the fact that there's a.
Could you feel the rope in there?
Yes. Oh, wow. But you had to be like, I don't feel anything.
Have you ever been intubated? I think that's a fear that I have.
No, I haven't. Of course. Yeah, that sounds very scary.
Okay. Let's not bring that up again then.
I mean,
I don't know why I brought that up.
In Grey's
Mike
Anatomy.
Mike getting fierce?
In Grey's Anatomy when it happens. Like, I think you can't be awake for it. Because once someone wakes up, you start choking, I think.
Yes. And that's why, like, when they do wake up.
Totally.
I can't
You're like, there's something in my throat.
I can't.
You're like,
bro.
It's a tube. Yeah, that would be hard.
Fucking scares me. All right. So no more pandams for you. I'll do one, but.
I love that for you.
You'll be
for
untouched.
For you, I want that. For
it was
me,
really good for me.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that crazy though?
That means you were probably in a good headspace.
I was in a bad headspace. And then when it happened, I go, this is my time.
You know.
I go, this is my time.
That's really beautiful. I think now I probably could.
I go, I'm
could.
Made for this.
Wow.
I'm made for this chaos. I can help. But also, I also had to get over the, like the first few weeks, just like everyone else, I was like stressed to the max. I was scared of everything. I was like, what is, are we going to catch it in the air? I got to wash everything.
Yeah.
So stressed, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But then I did have to go back to work.
Yeah.
So I had to be on the train. I had to be at the bar. And so I had to, like, I got over that. And I think that that ended up being a blessing that I had to get over it.
Totally. Because
if you didn't have to get over it, why would you?
Yeah.
But working at the bar in New York City, COVID summer, was probably my favorite time as a waitress ever.
Wow.
Because it was Half-Life.
Dude, yeah, that was a wild
dude,
summer.
It was Half-Life. It was like every morning you would come in. There's only like three of us left there. So we'd have to work like 12-hour shifts. There's all these random rules. It's like take every piece of furniture outside. Every night, bring it back in. Nobody could come in. Everything was in plastic. Everyone's drinking in the street. Everyone's tipping crazy. There's all these random rules. Like, just like someone would ask for something and I'd be like, yeah, sorry, bro. We don't have that. Even for no reason. I'm like, oh, we don't have ketchup.
We don't
talk to Cuomo.
Right,
talk to Cuomo.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, bro. Like everything I've always wanted to not get for someone, I didn't have to get. It was amazing.
Wow.
I'd be like, yeah, dude, I don't know. It's fucked, but Cuomo. You know,
and it worked.
Yeah. And then I'm taking the temperatures.
No.
Yeah. Like the nurse. That was a farce. That was farcical. I took thousands of people's temperatures. Never once had a high temp. Like there's no way those things work.
No.
I was, when people come in, you'd have to check their vaccine cards, bro. And then for a while, they'd have to scan something and like sign in almost.
Yes.
For contact tracing.
Yes.
I mean, insane. And
it
like,
is insane.
And the people who were in charge of that were like me and my girls. Okay. So, but we took it like very seriously. I was like, and then because we worked at the restaurant, we were like the first ones to get vaxxed.
Wow.
Like before everyone. What else happened? I don't know. It was just like an interesting, chaotic piece of history to be in the middle of. Because that was a legendary summer. I mean, I'm talking Summer of Sam and followed closely by Summer 2020.
Wow.
Legendary New York summers. I'm talking.
It was wild, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's you weren't here for any of that, Jesse?
I was here at the beginning, like when it started, when they were like 6 weeks. And I was like, six weeks? I can do 6 weeks. Yeah. Like 6 weeks.
No, first they were like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah. You're like two. I'm like two. Yeah, I could do two. Then it was six. Then it was like maybe never again. And I went, that's it for me.
That's a smart move though. Cause if you have to work remote, I mean, that's not doable. It's not going to fly.
It was, yeah. Healthy. And I think I made it 2 months. I was only going to go home for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I was there for like 9 months.
Did you give up your apartment?
No.
So you just paid the whole time?
Yeah, I did.
That's kind of a boss move.
Thank you for that.
I like that.
Because I was making money and my parents weren't charging me. So I'm like, well, I don't want to, I'm not moving. Yeah. I like never thought I was going to leave New York. I just didn't want to be here. I mean, during that, because it felt like, well, we're way too close.
Right.
Feels like we're way too close. Yeah, and it's scary. Like I was so scared here.
It was very scary. Especially, well, not just keep digging in on the trauma, but like the first few weeks, just let's go deeper.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Yeah. It was the scariest
moment for you. The
first
few weeks were like, oh, you just hear the ambulances, the ambulances. That was scary, bro.
So scary.
That was really scary. And like the lines outside the hospitals, lines outside grocery stores. It was so dystopian.
Friends who got it, or people who got it, who would be like, and everyone's telling you don't go. Like, if you go to, try not to go to the hospital. Because if you go,
you're dead. If you go to the hospital, you're dead already.
That's pretty much what was being told.
And that's not our fault. Like, we were doing the best that we could to like react. Like, they were just giving the worst possible information and instructions. And I think everybody like did their best. But people were turning on each other.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you hear a sniffle, you go, hey, are you an asshole, bro? What, you don't care about other people? Why don't you stay home?
Yeah.
With that sniffle. You want to put you in a,
oh, cough. Everyone's like, it was almost a shudder. COVID.
I know.
It was scary.
Those early days were scary. But I guess, I'm lucky that I was able to get out of that quickly because of the working thing.
Yeah.
Well, are you in a bad mood now?
Wow. No, I think I'm feeling grateful. I'm feeling grateful that I'm in a room with people and I know that people are accessible and like that part of our life is over, hopefully forever.
So that was our last leap day.
Yeah, and that
was 4 years ago, and that completes the cycle.
That's the cycle.
What are you going to do in the sleep day? Do you have any plans?
Do I? Should I check? I'm like, I literally never know.
Or you could make some plans.
I should make some plans.
To celebrate the fact that we're not where we were 4 years
ago.
Yeah,
I like that. Right now, the plans are none. So
put a few things on the
I'd like to pencil in of some fun plans.
Put a few things
Maybe
on
a celebration with me.
Yeah.
Take myself out.
Maybe. How about a steak?
I love steak.
Me too.
Do you cook?
I do.
You
steaks,
do?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Lots of steaks. Actually, I went on this diet to be healthier, gained 10 pounds because all I ate was steak and butter. But I've never felt better.
Great.
I feel great.
Weight isn't real. You shouldn't
it's so
get
fake.
Rid of
it's
scales.
The most fake thing in the world.
Yeah, it's how
I feel
you
amazing.
Feel. It's how you feel.
I feel amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Weight's fake.
Weight really is fake. That's fake news.
And that's what I heard. Well, this has been a fantastic time. Thank you for coming.
Oh my God, what a pleasure.
What a pleasure. Mike, thanks for coming.
Of course.
Psych, you had no
shoes. I didn't realize Mike didn't have his shoes on.
He never has his shoes on. He slaps his bare legs against the ground.
Wild.
Yeah, He's trying to flirt with us.
I fidget. No, I'm not.
He's flirting with us. Wait, I looked up myself on WikiFeet today. I'm not on it.
You know what's funny? We did that with Anna and Andrea too.
And are they on it?
Yes. Anna's got like 50 pictures on it. And a high rating.
Where do they get the pics from?
I don't know. I think Anna's was mostly from her Instagram.
I've put my feet on
Anna
so
had
many
it as
times.
A point of pride, though. She was like, my wiki feet rating's pretty high.
That's amazing. And
she was right.
Okay. Listeners, hey, rate, review, subscribe. That's great. But today's call to action, I need a wiki feet page. Okay.
Do you flash those feet?
I flash the feet all the time.
Do you have nice feet?
I don't know.
Like toes?
Like them.
How are the toes?
I like them.
I love that. Flash them right now.
Okay.
Give them something to talk about.
Wait, but I'm like, is my pedicure okay?
Wow.
Make sure that pedicure's not fucked up.
I think that's a lovely foot. Let's get a close up of the foot if we could. That's a gorgeous
it's be out of
foot.
Focus. You got to get it closer to like your chest.
Put it by your face.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you do that? Can you get it by your face?
And she's flexible. That's a lot
there
of points,
it is.
You guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, I love that. Come and a gorgeous foot.
And this should be, this literally should be my cover page on WikiFeet.
Literally? I love it. You should do an OnlyFans.
Look at my arch. Are you kidding me?
Do an OnlyFans.
How do I get it in the fucking frame? Anyway, I was pissed.
Wow.
Because, and the only reason I even thought of this is because, does that smell?
Mike.
Was because somebody's. The only reason I even thought of this is because somebody messaged me. You only have a 5 rating on WikiFeet. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then he goes, my bad. I was drunk. That was someone else. I was like, okay. Well, I'm pissed.
At least your fans have your back.
Yeah, at least
they're like, get your WikiFeet.
Get them ratings
numbers
up, boys.
Up. Yeah, I love that.
All right. This is a great episode. Thank you for coming. Check out Jesse's podcast, both of them.
Thank you. Middle Children. And Happily Ever Heard of It.
I love that title.
Thank you.
I love you guys. We'll see you next week. And we will do the same format unless we don't. Much love.